Hi, I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and welcome to Food Talk and OURadio.org, where celebrity chefs and food writers give us their very special cooking tips. And what's for dinner tonight? I have a special quick and easy dinner in minutes that will please your family, and it won't break your calorie or your time bank. Well, my guest today is Joanne Karas, and she's written in an extraordinary book. It's the Holocaust Survivors Cookbook. It's a book of preserved family recipes remembered from a happier period, along with stories of how these families survived the Holocaust. Joanne Karas spent 2.5 years writing this book, and all of the proceeds from the book are going to charity. So welcome, Joanne Karas.
Thank you for having me here today, Linda.
This book is, first of all, congratulations. It's really a wonderful book.
Our family is just so excited to be able to present this book to the world. Our hope is that we will have 6 million books out, one for each Holocaust survivor, in memory for those that did not survive.
Well, now, tell me, how did you come up with the idea, and then how did you find the people to interview?
My son made Aliyah with his wife January 2005, and I visited him during Passover, and he said, I want you to come to the soup kitchen to see how they treat all their patrons with such dignity. And I walked in, and I saw that everybody was given a menu. Only if you had money, you left tzedakah at the door. And I said, how is this soup kitchen kept alive? And it was from contributions from the United States. So I said to my son, I want to do a project that will raise money for this soup kitchen. And he said, why not a cookbook, a great Jewish cookbook? And then my daughter-in-law's grandmother died, and she was a Holocaust survivor, and the story was born. The Holocaust Survivor Cookbook would then start 2.5 years later, because that's how long the research took, as we researched through the Holocaust Museum.
So you went to Washington to the Holocaust Museum? Is that what you did?
I did it all through email, but I lived in Maryland.
Oh, thank heavens for emails these days.
And they publicized their search, and then it went out to Jewish publications all over the world. To one day, I heard from a woman. She said, Joanne, I'm calling you from New Zealand. And she told me her story of her husband's survival, of how he was saved because they had a bakery. And when the Nazis came, they kept him alive so that he could feed the soldiers. And he was the only survivor of his family. And this is how the stories came from all over the world, from South Africa, from Asia, from China, from Israel, and all over the United States.
Well, you know, talk about stories. I must say that when I was reading the book, I was brought to tears because the stories are so moving. And I also learned a lot because there were details that aren't generally known. For example, a family in Holland similar to Anne Frank's family, where they were hidden in an attic and they survived through the war this way. And another one, so many people, unsuspecting people who were allies who helped these survivors.
There were so many people that took people and they hid them in their barns and ditches. They hid them in their attics. They put children on the kinder transport where families just adopted them and later tried to find their families. There are children that were survived in orphanages and others who took them in and changed their religion so that they would not be caught. There are so many heroes as the people tell their stories that helped them so that they would remain hidden and also survive.
Right. But it's also a very happy book. And we talked about this because people were found a new future, a new life, and they have happy memories that way. And the food in the book connected them with the happier past. This is how these people had memories and remembered the foods, the aromas. Tell us more about that.
We have a mother and a daughter who were in Auschwitz, where others were dying around her. The mother and daughter survived because they created dream meals. In their minds, they peeled the meats and vegetables and even set the Shabbat table. And that delusional meal is what she said. It took our hunger pangs away. And so she told us their story, and she also sent us that recipe. And what we also did, we wanted you to get to know these people. We went back and got pictures of them at war and before the war and after the war. And then today, celebrating their 60th wedding wedding anniversary, or a woman with her granddaughter. Beautiful pictures of survival, and that's what they want you to remember, that they were connected by the wonderful times before the war through the foods that they were able to remember in their minds, and after the war to remember those that they had lost so they could have their bubbies, beautiful aromas. One woman said, I don't remember my mother's face. I was just a young girl when the Nazis took my mother away. But I remember the smell of her chicken soup, that even today when my sister comes, we make the soup together, and the smell brings our mother back into the kitchen with us. And she loves to make that recipe, not only for herself, but her children.
What a wonderful story. And the book is filled with wonderful stories like this, but it's also filled with some very, very delicious recipes. So tell us about some of those recipes.
We have appetizers, main dishes, side dishes, soups, kugels, and every recipe is appropriate for a kosher home. We have South African chicken. We have wonderful cottage cheese salad if you're looking for a light lunch with radishes and a little bit of sour cream to eat with cucumbers. We have a delicious citrus dessert that you cook the limes and the oranges and you smash them all up and then you cook them with some eggs, and it's absolutely a wonderful summertime dessert. So I hope that you'll buy it just for that.
Well, let's talk about buying the book, because all of the proceeds for the book, your family's not getting any money from the proceeds of the book. All of it goes to charity. And so tell us, how can people get the book? Where can they learn about it? And give us some more information.
Go to our website, www.survivorcookbook.org, and you can learn all about what we're doing for the soup kitchen in Israel. We have given them $72,000, and we have raised over $300,000 for Jewish charities. ORT, Hadassah, Sisterhood, Sunday school programs can all go, and what they can do is use this project as a fundraising project and raise money for their beautiful causes, and then our family is giving the donation of all the money, the profit, to the soup kitchen in Israel. So we hope that you'll be a part of that 6 million books that we want out into the world.
Now, so, for example, a charity could buy the book at a half price and then sell it at an event and raise money for themselves, as well as this would be raising money for the soup kitchen.
It creates three mitzvahs, as we say. It raises money for Jewish charities all over the world. It honors the survivors, and it helps to keep 60 years later hungry Israelis fed. So what an amazing thing from one book.
It really is amazing, and a huge amount of work. I mean, how did you put all this together?
It took 2.5 years for our family to work on this. It went from word of mouth, and it also through the Jewish publications and the Holocaust Museum, and it just kept traveling and traveling. And we then had to stop because we were getting so many stories that we said we'd never be able to get the book out. But it is a book of 129 miracles with beautiful stories of hope and gratitude. Those that had lost so much but yet teach you that the greatest thing in life is your family and the times that you share around your table.
Especially those holiday times where so many people are separated because they live in different areas of the world, different cities. It's important to maybe have these memories together. And so many people never talked to their families about these experiences. They couldn't speak about it, and now they have done in the book. But you had a suggestion for some other people who are Holocaust survivors or grandchildren or children of Holocaust survivors.
Yes, just like we did in this book, please write down a few of the stories that you would like to share. And then a recipe that comes from your family that you would want your children to have. And take those pictures that your family has, put it together. Our hope is that not only this book will sell 6 million, that it will be picked up, and that another book will come afterwards.
So people can write this down. How can they contact you?
Everything is through our website, again, www.survivorcookbook.org.
Okay. And you talk about this book has traveled everywhere. It's traveled to the White House. Tell us about that.
Yes, it has. It was given to Laura Bush from a rabbi that kashered the White House this December. And she found me here in Port St. Lucie, Florida, and wanted to tell me how admirable it was for our family to provide the money to the soup kitchen in Israel today as people are still hungry, and that this book is doing a wonderful world project.
So that's wonderful, and that was very wonderful of Laura Bush to be so involved with that. And I think that anybody who reads this book, and as I mentioned earlier, I mean, I just couldn't put it down. The stories were so fascinating, but also uplifting. It's not really a sad book. It's a book for the future.
It is a book for a future. One girl said to me, she told about her mother had lost their first daughter. And she said, but my mother taught us gratitude. That gratitude was the most wonderful thing of all the sweet things that we had in our life. And that's what she wanted us to have. So she made us many sweet treats. And she did give us those recipes for our cookbook.
So there's all kinds of bagel recipes. There's your own, you make challah.
Yes, I do. And it's a wonderful challah recipe I wanted to share, because that's our happy time with our family. We have had many Shabbases with that beautiful challah. And it has gone from our house here in Florida to Israel and my children's home.
Isn't that wonderful? And it's really wonderful if you want to on Shabbos to gather your children around. Let them play with the dough. They love that.
Yes. And what we do is we ask, as you make your recipe, share the stories. Show the pictures of who these people were. We want our children's children to remember these stories of these brave survivors so that this will never happen to our people again.
Wonderful. So, now it's dinner in minutes time. So let's give some people a quick and easy dinner in minutes. And tonight's dinner is a seared tuna salad. And it's perfect for a summer evening. So you buy fresh tuna and rinse it, pat it dry with a paper towel. And then I coat both sides of this tuna with sesame seeds. Heat a skillet on high. Add a little olive oil and sear the tuna for about 2 minutes per side. And the secret here is to make sure your skillet's really hot. I mean, if you've had that kind of food out in a restaurant, you know, how do they get that crisp side? It's a very hot skillet. And then lower the heat a little bit. Cover it with the tuna with a lid and let that sit for about 3 minutes for rare tuna. 4 minutes if you want it more well done. And then for the salad, I mixed a reduced fat vinaigrette dressing together with a little horseradish. So it gives you an extra little zip to the salad dressing. And I trimmed some sugar snap peas. I cooked them for about a minute in the microwave, or you could put it in some boiling water for a minute. I defrosted some corn kernels, or you could use any kind of fresh vegetables and cook them. And then I tossed those in the salad, and I put some salad greens on the plates. I spooned the peas and corns over the greens, and maybe you could like to add some tomatoes, some lovely tomatoes out this year, or some cherry tomatoes. And then you slice the tuna into strips, add that to the plate. Maybe you'd like to have a warm baguette with that. Now, Joanne's sitting here smiling. I think she's drooling about this recipe.
Sounds wonderful, and I like it because it's nice and quick.
Very quick and very easy. And you could use actually any kind of fish just to cook the fish and put that with the salad. But the secret is that wonderful dressing. It tastes like homemade because you've added something to a bought dressing. You can find this Dinner in Minutes recipe on this website. And please contact me with your questions and comments. I'd love to hear from you. You can reach me at dinnerinminutes@ou.org, or look for that recipe with a photograph at oucooking.org. As I mentioned, I'd love to hear from you. And it's been very fascinating talking with you, Joanne Karas.
Thank you so very much.
Thank you for writing such an extraordinary book. Well, I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me next time for more Food Talk.